my goodness. We're doing this.
You're listening to Beauty in the Bush. This is a lighthearted podcast featuring the Bush Babes from the Bush Waxing Boutique. Listen along as our highly skilled team of waxing specialists answer all of your burning questions about waxing, debunk some waxing myths, and share everything we love about the wonderful world of waxing. I'm your host, Adrienne Lee. Now let's dive into today's episode. Hello, everyone. My name is Adrienne. I'm the owner of the Bush Waxing Boutique here in Fort Worth, Texas. Thank you so much for tuning in to our first episode. I used to have this podcast and I did 3 or 4 episodes, and then we got so busy and I hired and things just got way out of hand. But now I feel like the time has finally come where I have a little bit of time on my hands, not a whole lot. Maybe I'm just better at time management. But I just want to talk to all of our clients and create a community and just, I don't know. I'm so excited for this podcast. So if you don't know who I am, I am Adrienne Lee. I have been an esthetician for 6 years now. Yeah, March of 2018 is when I got my license. So almost 6 years, and that feels crazy to say. It has been a whirlwind of the past 6 years. But I opened the Bush 2.5 years ago, and it was just myself. And then, let's see, I hired my first employee 6 months after opening. And that was a learning process. Having employees, if any of you guys know, having team members is just a learning opportunity. And so I've learned a lot since hiring my first employee. And now I have a team of 5 who take care of all of our clients. And I love my team so much. I think that they are just rock star humans, and I feel so lucky to have them on my team. So that is a little bit about myself, a little bit about the Bush. I want to do this intro episode and just give you guys kind of a little bit of like a kind of expectation of what you're going to see in this podcast. So I'm your host. I will be hopefully in every episode. You know, maybe the time comes where the girls can do solo episodes. That would be amazing. But I should be in about, I would say, 95% of all of the episodes. And then all of my team members are going to be part of the podcast as well. So like I said, I am so lucky. I have the best team. They're willing to try anything, do anything. I love them. They're amazing. So we are going to do about every other episode, it'll be a solo episode, and every other episode, it will be a duo episode. So myself and one of my team members. I already have a couple of our interviews recorded, and they turned out so well. I will say I did not know how to work this microphone. I had used it a couple times, but I had used it clipped on my clothing. So having it this close to my mouth, somehow my microphone got turned way up and Arelli's microphone got turned way down. So keep that in mind for her episode. You may have to adjust the volume a lot. I don't want to re-record it though, because it was a really good episode. So apologies in advance for that one. And I'll probably go on like in the intro and say a little bit of an apology for that one as well. So I really want this space to be a place for our clients to come and learn about waxing and learn why we as service providers are so passionate about it and why as clients you guys can benefit from it. So I know that the waxing industry, honestly, like any new place that you go is super intimidating, right? Like if you have a coffee date and it's a new coffee spot, I'm literally going to coffee tomorrow with a friend and I'm
going to try to show up early because I'm nervous about just going to a new space. I don't know. So having said that, like new restaurants, new hair salons, new waxing studios where you're legit going to take your pants off in the first 10 minutes of meeting your esthetician, they're a bit intimidating, right? So I just want to create a warm, welcoming environment, not only like when you come to the Bush, but also in our online space. I want there to be so many resources, and I already have so many resources. We have our email newsletters, which I pour into, just like loads of information. And then on our blogs, we have so many blog posts. They're very old. I mean, not very old. They're a couple years old. I think the newest one was a year ago. So those are really great resources for you guys to go to and kind of prep yourself. I love writing, and I think that I'm okay at it. I think I'm a pretty good writer. So the way I speak, the way I write is the same. So it's kind of like you'll be reading a letter from, you know, a friend. So I kind of talk you guys off the ledge there in a lot of those blog posts and just walk you through kind of what you're going to expect when you go to our studio for the first time and when you come to get a wax for the first time, because truthfully, I know how intimidating it can be. It's so, so scary. And we as service providers just want to be like a comforting space for you. And I think as you listen in on the upcoming episodes, you'll really notice that all of my team members have that same like core value of just truly caring for each and every one of our clients that walks through the doors, whether or not they're even servicing you. Like they could be at the front desk, but they're still going to treat you with the utmost respect. So that's kind of like the premise for this show. I just want to educate you guys, let you guys know what you're going to expect, what to expect at your first appointment with us or at your 30th appointment with us. I love the community that we have. We have over 1,000 amazing clients so far, and we are just so, so lucky to have you guys. So if you're stumbling across this and you are in the DFW area and this sounds like your vibe, I would recommend like coming and checking us out. We are always welcoming new clients in, and all of my girls are so amazing and so trustworthy. So that is pretty much the premise of this first episode, everything that I wanted to speak on. In the later episodes, we will get to know each other more, and I will also speak on topics like things that I wish that I knew before getting my first Brazilian. That is something I can't stop thinking about, because my first Brazilian was probably like 7 or 8 years ago. Yeah, because it was before I was in beauty school. So I don't know, maybe like 7 or 8 years ago. And I legit have not touched a razor since. I am being completely honest with you. I don't own a razor. I haven't since I started waxing. And if I knew the benefits that I would experience, not just like the hair removal benefits, like the confidence benefits that I would experience, I would have started waxing as soon as I could. So that's like an episode that I'd love to do. I'd love to talk about brow lamination, one of the newer services that we've brought on. I'd love to talk about spray tanning. I acquired a spray tanning business about a year ago. Oh yeah, just like a year ago. So I'd love to talk about the benefits of spray tanning and what to expect at your spray tan appointment. So if you guys have any questions or want me to talk about anything, I am an open book and I would love to share everything that I know with you guys. And yeah, like if you're a current client, what do you want to know? What do you want to talk? What do you want us to talk to you guys about? So that is today's episode. I love you guys and appreciate you so much for tuning in. I can't wait to continue to just pour our hearts into this podcast and look out for new episodes every Friday. We're so excited. All my girls are just, they're so excited. Every single time I interview one of them, they leave like, all happy. It's so cute. And I love it too. I think it's so fun. So love you guys. Have a great rest of your Friday. It's freezing in DFW, so I hope that you guys are staying warm. And I will talk to you next Friday. Bye, friends.